Welcome back to the 9 till noon show for this Thursday. It's the 30th of October, so that means tomorrow's Friday, right, the 31st. Saturday, we'll be able to say next month's Christmas. Ooh, scary stuff, is it? I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be grand. Right, pocket money. Lots of you messaging in relation to this. And just to recap, by the way, don't feel anyone's judging whatever you're doing in your house. Everyone has their own way of working and they know their children's best. It's more of a general conversation off the back of a survey and maybe to give guidance to those who wonder what the right thing to do is. A caller says, we sat our children down at 12 and said, we will pay pocket money, but you will now have to budget and buy your own clothes or makeup. It really gave them an insight in the cost of living. Best decision we ever made. Yeah, that's, I think that's it. That's a good idea because obviously there's potentially the earning, but also then valuing the money and having to buy their own stuff. So I can see that being a good way of doing it. Another says, we've always given pocket money to help them decide how to allocate the money between immediate purchases and saving for bigger goals. It's the foundation of budgeting and vital for survival. It really should be taught in school. Yeah, I think what's coming in here is the idea that they then have to buy their own stuff with the money, which then starts to make more sense, doesn't it? Another, it gives such a degree of independence in making spending choices. If they spend it all in one day on sweets, they experience the natural consequences of having no money for the rest of the week, which is a powerful learning tool. Another, mine get it, but they earn it. They all have jobs to do, a set of jobs every day and extra jobs on Saturday. Again, this is all what's working for people, which is great. Should be weather alert for Donegal. Blowing, raining, heavy enough here. Be like the last storm 2 hours before they made it red alert. I don't know. You see, we have to also understand that this is a big old county, and this is why I think the county council should be responsible for much of this stuff, because you can have beautiful settled weather in Ballyshannon and it could clean the head off you on the pier in Burton Port. So how could you have one weather warning that covers all of that? And I really think it's time local authorities, especially in big counties like ours, you know, that say north of the Gap, west of here, north of there, you know what I mean? Sort of that they were to give the weather advisories, because RTE sees the northwest, and that's not a criticism, not RTE bashing, but you get where I'm coming from. Let me see. Property tax. Greg was talking about property tax and the letter he got. He doesn't need to get an estimate. They take your word for it and look at last year. He has until January to pay for it, and he can pay for it in a few different ways. Up until now, I believe it comes out of my wages, so hopefully that will persist. Property tax. Why do we have to pay property tax? What is it for? We have to pay for everything. Car tax, insurance. What does that money go towards? Well, traditionally, now we receive more in this county from property tax than we pay, because there's an equalisation system. So you might have expensive property owners in Dublin, for an example, and some of their property tax will come to Donegal. And I think that equalisation system's still in place. What is it for? It's been told to me in the past that, say, for instance, there's major infrastructural projects that we are seeking some funding for, that the property tax can be used, for an example, to part fund that. So 2 million of property tax could be used for a 10 million project, for an example, if the 8 million was. So that's part of what it's being for. It's not ring fenced for services like bins, leisure centres, etc., that we see elsewhere. It's a funny old tax because we pay tax left, right and centre. And, you know, this is our stuff, right? This is, we just own it. You know what I mean? We own it and we live in it and we're asked to pay tax on it. It's a bizarre one. It's like owning a watch and being asked to pay tax on it because you get to tell the time. I own a blooming watch. I know I can tell the time on it. But we've kind of come to accept it because we pay it, don't we? Revenue's involved. And once revenue's involved, you can't get away from it. Back to pocket money. Delighted to hear Maria say she cancelled plans because another bill needed paid that weekend. Great and realistic parenting. Yeah, indeed. And that is the lived experience of us here in the Northwest. On phone contracts, when I last renewed my monthly contract with Three, I received a message saying that the contract had changed and that my EU international roaming now included Ukraine and Moldova. These countries are not in the EU. Is this a deal done with the government to ensure these people receive phones on the Three network only? No, it would just be the fact that they're changing the change in the coverage. They would do a deal with mobile phone companies in that country, or maybe they were taken over recently, were they not? Were Three not taken over by Air, or Air taken over by Three? Presumably the service then that would have been with the previous company was aligning with the new company, so to speak. So no, people, I have to say, people aren't that clever. The people that you think might be aren't that clever. But anyway, let's get to some requests before we take the bingo numbers, because it is jackpot day and there's thousands of euro up for grabs. Can you give a shout out to Bernie Callahan, who's in Killybegs and he's celebrating his 80th birthday next month? And to celebrate his birthday, he's walking over the course of the week from Malinhead to Killybegs to raise money for Cancer Care West and Killybegs Community Hospital. He started in Malinhead this morning and his stopping point today is Carndonagh, and he'll be back in Killybegs next Thursday. Bernie, well done. We must get a word with Bernie at some point on his journey to give him a bit of support, but also wish him a happy birthday. So he's walking from Malinhead to Killybegs and he's on his way for the overnight to Carndonagh. So if you see Bernie out, he's 79, he's 80 next month, give him a big bib and also donate, because he's raising money for great charities, Cancer Care West. And the fundraiser we did, and we didn't overdo it this year, we launched the fundraiser very soon before we walked a wee leg of the Donegal Camino. We did Aaron Moore, myself and Shannon were over there. Had a lovely time and met some lovely people, and it was great to be back on the island because I hadn't been there since before to COVID. But we raised close on £6,000, all of us here together. Thank you to each and every one of you. And that money is straight into the resources of Cancer Care West in Letterkenny to continue providing counselling courses and support. So that money goes straight into action. So well done. Thank you so much. Thank you for backing us. As I say, we didn't do a massive lead-in, so to get close to €6,000 was a wonderful achievement, and some of you were so blooming generous. But you know it's going to the right place. It's going to a good cause, and that can be your bit done. Good morning. Happy silver wedding anniversary to Susan and John Patterson. They're in Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. Best wishes from Rosaline, Brendan and all the Connollys, and of course from us all here at Highland Radio and all of our listeners. A silver wedding anniversary, well done. Can you please give a mention to the Halloween quiz? It's a fancy dress, but that is optional. It's in Friel's Hotel Raffaut tonight at 8 p.m. Proceeds in aid of the Christmas lights and Christmas community celebrations weekend. Sounds like fun. Halloween quiz. But fancy dress is optional. Tell me there's a prize for the best fancy dress, though, if you do go to the bother. Anyway, it's at Friel's Hotel Raffaut tonight from 8 p.m. and it's raising money for the Christmas lights and all, which I think, going through Bella Buffet, I think there's some of the Christmas lights up already, if I'm not mistaken. Right, one more thing, talking of Christmas, and that is our initiative here. We have It's Home for Christmas. It's 2025. It's been running for a number of years now, and it's an absolute beautiful thing, I think, when you see the joy on people's faces. And what it is it's an opportunity for people to nominate someone, or for them to nominate themselves, that ordinarily wouldn't be able to get back for Christmas for various reasons. And let's break it down. Often it can be a big enough family, and it can be financial. You know, it can be very, very expensive. Well, what about if we were to take that concern away, that we were to say, don't worry about the money, because we can sort this out for you? So we're throwing it out now, and there's another 3 weeks to go, and it's not very long indeed. There's another 3 weeks to go, and the message is to you: if you've got someone who is away, who is in a far-flung part of the world, it could be anywhere, or wherever they are for that matter, and you know what, if it happened to be two fantastic stories closer to home, maybe, as we heard from Sean last week, maybe we could do two. Who's to say? We don't know. There is a pool of money there that is to be exhausted in this way, right? So it could be Australia, it could be New York, it could be Abu Dhabi, it could be anywhere, right? But there are people who can't get home for Christmas, and the truth be told, a lot of it is the administration or the finances of it. So we are here for you. So if you'd like to nominate someone or a family to come home for Christmas, and it could be you, right? It could be you that would love to come home for Christmas. Tell us why. It could be for the usual reasons, because you haven't seen people for a long time and you really would like to see them. Many times it could be a new baby that hasn't been seen before. And very sadly, sometimes it can be someone who's not in the best of health. We don't know the personal reasons, but that's up to you to tell us. Email your story and your contact details, nominating or a person or nominating yourself, to homeforchristmas@highlandradio.com. We've got a form too on our website, highlandradio.com, or you can post the entry if you wish. There's no advantage in any of these. It's just to keep all your options open. You can post in your entry to Home for Christmas, Highland Radio, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, County Donegal. You don't need to write a novel, but if you can, give us a sense of the why. The where you are and the why, I think, probably is one of the easiest ways to put it. Entries close Sunday, the 21st of November, so please don't miss out. It's a wonderful opportunity to make that Christmas dream come true. There's one more thing I wanted to mention before we move on. Let me see. Yeah, it's about Halloween, obviously, because Halloween's tomorrow, isn't it? So Halloween is tomorrow, and we're getting into the spooky spirit with Letterkenny Halloween Fest 2025. So we've teamed up with Letterkenny Chamber and Shop LK to give away a €100 Shop LK voucher, the perfect Halloween treat. You can spend it wherever the blooming hell you like. It's super easy to enter. You just head over to our Highland Radio social pages, like, share and tag a friend to be in that draw. We'll announce the lucky winner today, just before all the Halloween fun kicks off tomorrow. There's loads happening, by the way. There's a trick-or-treat trail, fancy dress competition, storytelling, spot prizes and the big Halloween fest parade from McGettigan's Hotel at 4 p.m. What day is that on? Is it tomorrow, Halloween? So don't miss out. Get onto our socials now and enter to win that £100k Shop LK voucher. Caroline, could you just double check that the Halloween Fest is tomorrow? I'm sure it is, but just to double check. But anyway, get onto our socials. This is free to enter, by the way. Like, share and tag a friend to be in the draw. We will contact you, not by direct message asking you to click a link, by the way, so don't worry about that. Right, Mary Boyle of the Falkara Town Plan team is with us on the programme now. Hiya, Mary.
Good morning, Greg.
Imagine why. This is another one of these initiatives, and we must have covered a dozen at this point, and they can prove very successful. So talk to me about this team that's been formed and what the aim of it is.
Well, this Falkara Town team, or Foreign Flan Walla and Alcari, was set up. We had our initial meeting in June. There were a lot of community groups and organisations present there, and people put their name forward to volunteer to go on the team. We're working on this in partnership with Donegal County Council, and the aim is to draw up a plan under the Town and Village Renewal Scheme for Falkara.
And is this the obvious stuff? In other words, what facilities are needed? What do you think about the infrastructure? Where are the gaps? What can we improve? How can we get the sort of balance right between those coming into the area, those living in the area, that type of stuff? Is it the important basics, effectively?
Yeah, I suppose like Falkara, like a lot of other rural towns in the country, that have suffered over the years. At the minute, there are a lot of derelict buildings there. We have many of our youth emigrating, and unfortunately, a few of the shops closing just last week. Greens, which had been there for over 60 years, closed. So that's all a big loss to the town. And Falkara in the past would have been a very vibrant town. It still is a busy town. It's the main shopping area for this Gaeltacht area. And what we want to do is to revitalise the town, to enhance it and to make the town centre more vibrant for the locals and for people, for the many visitors who come here. Now, Falkara is a unique town, the setting itself. We have a beautiful setting between the Derryvale Mountains behind, and then, of course, we're very near the coast. We have beautiful beaches. And we want to take advantage of all we have and to make it more attractive to live. And for, as we say, we're also on the Wild Atlantic Way, Tamitsagiltat, Tagelige Lorchinshaw, so you don't get that in other places. And so what we are doing is we're, as you say, like those things that you mentioned, like we're all those issues that would be in any area, but what we want to do is we want to get the opinion of the locals, and we're reaching out to beyond Falkara. We're reaching out to the whole of the Tlahanili area that's over Godahork, Maharorti, and then further afield going out a bit east as well, and getting the opinion of all those who come to use Falkara as a shopping area. We have thankfully have our bank here. We have the post office. We have Pubblescough Lahanila, a big secondary school which serves the area, in Falkara and beyond. And we want to get all those opinions and record them and take heed of what people say, because what those on the committee mightn't be just what other people want.
No, of course. And it puts you in a very good position down the line for any schemes that might be going, to maybe realise some of the ambition that might be found in developing this plan as well. Because it does have to be done in a formal, orchestrated way, and this is the best way to do that, but also make sure whatever the suggestions are, whatever the plans are, whatever the future is, that it truly reflects the people of Falkara and surrounding areas.
Absolutely, and that's what we hope to do. We're getting people's opinions, and then we'll put a plan together. Mm. And from there, when, say, different grants or funding would become available, that we'd know what the people of Falkara want, and hopefully we'll be able to apply and put our plans into action.
Yeah. For sure. Okay, and Facebook's a great way of getting people
and
together.
What we've done, there's a survey, it's just gone live last Friday.
Okay.
It's been circulated to the whole community within the past few days, and it's also on Facebook. And what we want people to do is to scan the survey, to scan it if possible and fill it up online. And then we'll give people the opportunity in a few weeks' time, say some people who mightn't exactly be comfortable
digitally
with the scanning process, that they'll be able to do it in paper form.
Brilliant. Okay, so remind us of the Facebook. Go ahead, Mary. Yep, the big thing.
The Facebook page, sorry, before I go on, is Foreign Slan Walla and Al Kari. Foreign Slan Walla and Al Kari.
Okay. Brilliant.
It's Falkara Town Team.
Yep, we'll link that on ours as well.
Come on
too.
Anyway.
All right, brilliant, Mary. Best of luck with it.
I suppose the advantage of this here is that it coordinates all the many voluntary groups in the area. We're bringing them together into this one team. And if I may just say before I finish, it's thanks to Martin Gollar. He's the secretary. Mm-hmm. He's done an awful amount of work in the preparation of this survey, so we're so grateful to him.
Brilliant.
But what we want to do is to people to give their opinion. Your opinion matters.
Of course. Brilliant. Well done.
Toward the Chorim Lidahal.
Gurmaha good, Mary. Thanks so much. For your time.
I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to go and to talk about it.
No problem. Keep us in the loop. Take care, Slán. Mary Boyle there of the Falkara Town Plan Team. Right, welcome back to the 9 till noon show. So just to confirm, and it was pretty obvious, but I just wanted to be 100% sure because I'd be afraid of misleading. There's a great series of events in Letterkenny tomorrow for Halloween. There is a trick and treat trail, fancy dress competition, storytelling, spot prizes, and a big Halloween festival parade from McGettigan's Hotel at 4 p.m. tomorrow, so don't miss out. And I'm telling you that in the context of some of your last opportunities now to enter our online social media competition to win a €100 Shop LK voucher. Just go on to our social pages, like, share, and tag a friend to be in that draw. So this is DLDC Business Showcase Week. It's a special event dedicating to recognising and promoting Donegal's newest businesses. All week long, we'll be putting the spotlight on the unique entrepreneurial spirit that thrives right here in our beautiful county in partnership with DLDC. And we're delighted to feature these incredible businesses, and we're going to share their stories and what have you with you. So Claire McDevitt is with me. Hi, Claire.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you getting on?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Brilliant. And Frances Cassidy's with us as well. Hi, Frances.
Hi, Greg.
Great to have you in.
Thank you.
Claire, tell us about your business.
So my business is Ton the Baja Dance and Wellness Studio in Bunbeg in Gweedore. We are a space for, as it's described, dance and wellness. We promote movement and stillness. And that's one of the biggest things I find in I suppose, all of our lives, is it's finding that moment for stillness. So we provide dance classes for kids, adults. We have various yoga instructors present in the studio at the moment, and providing different avenues of yoga as well, different flows. And yeah, we're a space just to promote calm and...
I like it.
Yeah, just...
You know, a lot of people associate with what you're talking about with about fitness. You know, we can talk about fitness and the benefits and cores and all that type of stuff, right? But you dig a bit deeper in that. And I think it's very interesting what you said about the importance of stillness, right? So what is the benefits that you provide sort of beyond the obvious fitness in terms of, I suppose, you know, well-being and maybe being in yourself?
Yeah, I think in my own life, I suppose there's a lot of chaos in all of our lives. And getting through those doors is probably the hardest part. It's finding time for ourselves, finding time for connection. And I think when we take part in group classes or even private sessions, it's finding connection, not just with others, but even with ourselves. We can forget about that. And when we can get caught up in the stresses and the hustle and bustle of life, and I myself, over the years, had struggled to find that space.
Because you were really, really busy with home commitments until such time as you were able to dedicate some of you yourself to this.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I was in business 9-10 years ago and had to step away to commit. I have a child with complex medical needs. And like that, I was so caught up in the chaotic side of it, the busy, the stressors, and not really finding that time for me. Life has changed dramatically in the last year for us, and an avenue is open for me to take that time to get back. And, you know, as life does, it throws us, and I suppose Ton the Baja means wave of life. And the name of the space means so much to me, because I've gone with the wave of life now, and I'm embracing it.
Yeah.
I may have fought against it for a long time, but in going with that, trying to create a space that allows that for other people.
Do you know, when we give so much of ourselves over to others, and we do so freely and happily, how important is self-care in that? So I'm trying to think of maybe a mom that was in your situation, and everything is overwhelming and everything is very busy, and that's fine, and you can't avoid that, nor would you want to. But you have to be in your best space yourself, don't you, to be the caregiver or whatever the other responsibility is in your life?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I probably would have been the one that, if you'd have said it to me maybe 5 or 6 years ago, self-care, you know, take time for you, I would have rolled my eyes at you, you know, in that sense. But really not knowing how much you need it until you're there and you're doing it and you're present. And as I say, the hardest part is getting through the doors, deciding that you need to find stillness in the chaos. And even finding movement and stillness as well. And movement is so important. For me, getting back to dancing and teaching was huge, but also taking this space on to allow myself a space to do that again.
And I'm going to talk about that space and some of the stuff that you're doing. How long has your wellness studio been up and running in its current form now?
6 months.
Right, okay. And what's that 6 months been like?
It's been a whirlwind, but it's been amazing. It's been really lovely. I mean, as I said to you, going back into the community and getting back to it, the community was there with open arms and as delighted as I was to get back to it and ready and waiting like I was never away, you know, and ready to take, you know,
am
to
I
jump
kind
in.
Kind of digging a wee bit deep, I don't mean to, has it kind of been a process of you finding yourself as well and your place as well?
Absolutely. I think we get lost.
And your worth beyond...
Absolutely, as a mum, and I think a lot of parents will resonate with that. You get lost in the chaos of parenting, and finding that space for you is really difficult. So
would it be fair to say that if you're able to find the space, there can be very few excuses not to find a little bit of space for yourself when need be?
Absolutely. Okay. And I think we need to get opportunities arise, take it.
Yeah. I often say I'm very busy, but I'm not quite as busy as I say I am. But you just lean into it and it becomes your norm. It's almost like a crutch. I'll come back and we'll talk more about where you are and what you do, because there's some lovely things that you're doing across a whole broad range of things. Frances, what is, good morning again, biomagnetic therapy?
Yeah, basically what it is a type of healing modality that's trying to get down to the root cause driver behind a whole host of common ailments that people experience. So typically what happens is someone gets sick and there's a symptom that expresses in the body, and the tendency tends to be to control the symptom with, you know, medication directly to keep it under control. But this technique tries to dig down into the body and find the deeper imbalance that's giving rise.
So working at the cause rather than ignoring that and just treating the output.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And how do you do that?
Basically, it's kind of, there's two things. One is like resonance testing, like in a form of kinesiology, where I work with the body and the body tells me through muscle contractions where there's an imbalance. So I can scan for like organ function, gland function, microbial balance in the body, old trapped emotions in the body from the past, old trauma imprints from early in life. And basically when I find an imbalance, I then place magnets physically on the body on specific locations to restore balance to the biomagnetic field.
And how are you scanning? Is it something that you can do yourself physically? Do you have equipment for it, or is that a trade secret?
No, it's done actually. Basically, I'm holding somebody's ankles and they're in a relaxed state, and I'm kind of connecting through the, you could say, the energy field of the body. And basically, I'm asking questions of the body, and the body responds through pulling the right leg either back or extending it forward an inch.
And is this happening on a subconscious level?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah. And is that something you can train for, or is this something that you just have a natural predisposition for?
No, it's something anybody can learn, actually. Yeah, that's the surprising thing about it. Yeah, it's just kind of like an attunement process to that.
Is the buy-in the greatest challenge for you, that people are prepared to sort of put themselves in your hands in this way and trust what you have to say and trust the process?
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier to get like a root cause healing for somebody if they come with an openness to how this works. Some people can be very, I suppose, more heady or logical with their understanding of why they're experiencing a symptom. But the more open somebody is to understanding, you know, their formative experiences through their life.
Well, I presume the less you would fight, the less you would fight the subconscious impulses, the better the results you're getting.
Something
like that?
Yeah, exactly. Another way. The more openness somebody has to embracing that unconsciously held stuff.
And you know, you'd be around for about a week if this wasn't working for people, right? Because I presume a lot of the your clients are referrals or people that have heard of how it's worked for others. Is that how you...
Yeah, it's pretty much all referrals, actually. Yeah. That's like 90% of who I get. There seems to be something about if someone gets a healing and tells a friend, that just seems to land with people in a way that kind of instills some trust in them.
You would not see this, obviously, as, you know, pack in your medicine and come and see me. Because, of course, in terms of medicine, it can be about treating, or it could just be about managing. Yeah. That can continue at the same time as you try and maybe dig a little bit deeper.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very much like a complementary therapy, you know, to existing treatments. So if someone's working with a doctor or prescribed medications, that's totally fine, you know, to do that along with biomagnetic therapy. We're just working at different levels in treating the symptom or the illness that they're experiencing.
How connected are our life experiences, be it memory or trauma, or it could be anxiety or whatever it might be? So in other words, I'm talking about stuff that's perhaps there in the past, even if someone feels they've got over it, right? Yeah. And also maybe what they're dealing with the future. How big a connection do you believe there is between that and someone's physical well-being?
I think they're totally intertwined. It really is the crux of it. Like, we would always find the root cause behind any symptom is always going to be trauma at some point earlier in life, and some way the body had of dealing with overwhelm or stress at a specific time that kind of got locked in the body, cycling or looping, and wasn't able to process through and release safely at that time. And it's by kind of helping the body release it later in life that we can then bring resolution to it. And then the physical symptoms tend to then come into balance.
So do you find either directly or indirectly that you are sometimes addressing people's, you know, maybe suppressed emotional situations?
Almost always, yeah. That's usually.
So do you get releases? Do you see people release in the process?
Yeah, some people can, you know, begin to shake. People can cry. There can be tears and emotional purge. Some people may experience it afterwards as a kind of a detox in the days afterwards.
I wouldn't be sceptical about what magnets do, because magnets are mental.
Say again?
Magnets are mental. They're mental how they work, what they do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're just, it's stupid. Not what you do, but how magnets work. They're drawn to each other or they repel each other at such force.
Yeah,
so it doesn't surprise me that they could interact with with someone's system in one form or other.
Absolutely.
It's all one-on-one work that you do, is
it? It's one-on-one,
And Francis, how long have you been doing what you're doing?
I got into it about 3 or 4 years ago initially, but I only got trained officially last year to actually offer it. So I've been in business now since this April, actually. So about 6 months in business.
Brilliant. And we're talking this week in the context of supports and advice and guides that DLDC advise. What has your experience been like working with DLDC?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, I work with Pauline Cannon over in Donegal Town and just incredibly helpful. And incredibly enthusiastic.
And was it encouraging for you that she got it right? Because, you know, say I went to DLDC and I said, I've bought a 3D printing machine and I'm going to make toilet roll holders, right? That's very tangible. It's obvious what I'm doing, okay? But you, I suppose, your business, it's not going to land with everyone straight away, right? Or maybe it is. I don't know. I don't want to print.
Yeah.
So I think it really talks to the diversity of the businesses that DLDC support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would find it does land with most people if they're open to just hearing about it a little bit.
Yeah, well, we were talking yesterday about another lady who's working in the wellness part, like an alternative medicines or complementary medicines. 10 or 15 years ago, it was a completely different space. Now people know themselves and are open to stuff because they're able to educate themselves and they're not guided by, I don't know, it could be Big Pharma trying to poo-poo certain ways of doing things. You know, it could be as simple as that. So I agree with you. I can understand why people are far more receptive. And I think really by the time you even get to looking at your information, you're already in a space whereby you go, I want to try this. Your work, Claire, one-on-one classes, all different age groups. Talk to me about some of the programs that you run.
Yeah, so myself, I teach children. I am a children's dance instructor. I teach hip-hop to kids, but I'm also a newly qualified kids yoga instructor. So we're rolling out kids yoga programs in the studio as well.
And what's that like? What are you seeing in you're rolling them out, right? But I presume you're like, you know, kids are hard to control and all that type of stuff. So kids yoga is going to be different, isn't it?
I love it. I've actually really, really loved the learning experience as well and seeing how much kids actually need it now. They want that calm, they want the grounding, they want the movement. And as well as that, I think it is about movement and it's keeping kids active as well as physically and mentally and emotionally. You know, the mindfulness that comes into it, they love the switching off to breathe and to connect and to enjoy the calmer moments, but also the movement. And I think even as adults, if we don't use it, we lose it. So it's about keeping those things when kids go to school, they start stooping. You know, their posture changes. You know, and kids yoga promotes that posture realignment.
And you say it can also bring in confidence into a child as well, and also obviously connections with others.
Absolutely, social environments. You know, and I even find with my own children. Do you know that they can. As they move up in their classes at school, you know, we see social changes with them, that interaction, having those different relationships as well outside of their school class, making friends in new areas. So we have different programs for kids, I suppose, and I teach those, but there is art sessions in the studio for kids. There is a Lego club. It's a Lego and chess club that is run.
I love to sneak the chess in there.
Oh, yes, we have to get it in, you know. But and it's amazing how much connection is brought through that.
I loved chess when I was younger and drafts. I know they're two very different games, but in my life they were chess, drafts, darts, pool, snooker, that kind of stuff. Obviously, you've gone at this. You haven't necessarily started narrow, right? You're broad. You're working right across many, many different demographics with different people in different areas. You were out of the game for 10 years, right? Obviously, a confident, driven woman, but you do need some support too, don't you? Obviously, you get it from your family, but externally to say, am I mad? Is this, can this work? Now, maybe you were fully confident in that.
No.
She violently shook her head, by the way.
She leapt into it. Right. When the space became available, you know, we were very much in a position in our family where we were having to make decisions about who does what.
Yeah,
and you know, as I say, if you'd asked me a year ago, I probably would have said, I don't know. Can I go back? I don't know. Mm. And something drove me there. I don't know what it was, but life in general, the wave of life, as I say. But going back into it, yes, I needed support in that sense. And DLDC have been a great support. Eileen Diver has been a brilliant support down in Ingridor. And that encouragement and saying, look, yes, it can work. And let's figure out ways we can support you. You know, and in terms of getting the business online, you know, we're looking at website building, all those things. Those supports are there for anyone who's trying to get out there. I suppose I probably will admit to not being the best on Facebook and things like that, but I'm trying. And
I think you're doing all right considering everything that you're doing, right? It's described as a community-based wellness space that moves with life's ups and downs like a wave, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not just there when things are good and people are wedged with energy. You're there with them, with the inevitable realities of life. So how do people find out more about your courses? So you've got Zumba, Pilates, Hip Hop Kids, as you mentioned, Mindset in Motion, Wiggles and Giggles, Parents, Toddler Sessions. Again, that's even fantastic. You know, when you're a young parent, whether you're on your own or with a partner that's working or whatever it might be, it's sometimes the days can be tough and long, and that 3 hours with that beautiful person that you have with you can feel like 12 hours. Yeah. You're almost counting the hours, right? So it's great, I think, for moms primarily, but if it's dads as well, to get out and mix with others and get out of the house a little bit as well. So there's a whole ton of stuff. You mentioned the chess clubs and Lego and chess clubs, etc. So how do people get more information? So where are you based and how do people find out about programs and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so Tonabaha is based in Harbour Road, Bumbeg, and you can find information on Instagram, on Facebook, and we are in the process of building a website at the moment, so it's in the works. And if they want to contact us via our social media, you can email me at tonthebaha@gmail.com, and I'll happily send out the information on the timetables. As I say, we have 3 different yoga instructors providing 3 very different yoga classes, and it's all about finding your own flow and what works for you as well. So,
and you're not in a city. You know, I think it's great that the people of your area and the surrounding areas, and I would expect people travel quite a distance actually too. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Do we ever concern that is this place big enough for?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we do have, as I say, we have people coming in from the Rosses, Dunlow, Gidor, Fulcara. Yeah, it is, and there is. I think with every business, you're going to worry: am I making the right decision? Am I doing it? And I did leap into it, but it is going well. There's still room for a massive improvement.
But also you do have that contact in DLDC that sometimes if you need to bounce something off or run something by, that's there. And from your perspective, Frances, do you like to see people on a regular occasion? Do you is it maintenance or is it like a one and done or a series, or do you empower people to be able to work themselves at home, or what way are you doing? And where are you based as well? Sorry, where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Donegal Town.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, usually the way I start is like there's usually 4 or 5 sessions done about 2 weeks apart to try and get down to the root cause and rebalance things. And then once we get somewhere with it, people can then opt to do a maintenance session, you know, once a month or once every 2 months or whatever they wish, or they can just
go. So it's like going initially, your back's in bits, get the knots out of your back, and then go for a massage every month.
Yeah.
It's a similar process, but it's a different form.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. And how do people find out more about what you do, Frances?
I have a website, francescassidy.ie. There's a contact form there. Brilliant. And a phone number. And I also offer free 15-minute phone consultations for anybody who wants to reach out. For more info
be very rewarding to get the positive feedback then from people that you've worked with.
Yeah, that was a big thing, you know, to kind of cast aside any of my own doubts about how helpful it could be. So, Yeah, I've had a lot of good success stories with people, you know, helped change their lives from chronic illness. So it's been, yeah, wonderful to be able to do that.
Fantastic stuff. All right. And if anyone is wondering if this could benefit them, go to francescassidy.ie. And as you heard from Francis there, he even does free consultations. So you can be in no doubt whether or not biomagnetic therapy might work for you. Francis, thank you so much for calling in. The very best with your business. Same to you, Claire.
Thank you.
How do people find out more about you? Facebook or
Facebook and Instagram. You should get us on Tonabaha Dance and Wellness, and our contact number is 083-835-4851. Right. And as I say, email me over to gmail.com as well.
Lovely. So. Okay. Thanks to both of you. It's great to see you.